Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high around 73. Kenosha right now is at 64 degrees. It's 68 in Burlington, Milwaukee 66, 64 in Racine. Despite a massive search effort that involved more than 20 law enforcement agencies and dozens of volunteers, Lynn Rickard from Dover has still not been found. She disappeared from her home nearly 2 months ago. Now, the search has not been suspended, but Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling says it has been scaled back and likely will remain that way until at least the fall. Much of the area being searched is marshy, covered with cattails, making any ground search nearly impossible. Schmaling says it's hoped that the area will become drier later in the year. He says, however, the area is still being searched by drones. He reached out to the public sector for a little bit of help on this.
There are private sector individuals that have very sophisticated drones that they use for business districts and things that they show an incredible amount of detail. So we've been utilizing them and leaning on them. They haven't been charging us to go out there on their own to assist my investigative team to go over that area very low to the top of those cattails and searching every square foot of that, looking for any signs of disruption, perhaps where she might have gone.
Otherwise, he says his department's used every resource it's had available to try to find the missing woman. Rickard apparently climbing out a window of her home early the morning of June 25th, possibly planning to go to the Kenosha area. She had tried that before, Schmaling saying that foul play not suspected in her disappearance. Now, he says he doesn't know how much the search effort has cost his department, says it's really not about the money, it's about bringing closure to the family. It was a strong odor of marijuana coming from a vehicle stopped by a Mount Pleasant police officer for speeding on Sunny Slope Drive yesterday afternoon that led to the discovery of what a news release says was 183 grams of marijuana, 9 grams of cocaine, almost $1,000 cash, and a semi-automatic handgun. Operator of the vehicle, 28-year-old Racine resident Cody Peacock, taken to the county jail on charges of felony possession with intent to deliver marijuana, felony possession with intent to deliver cocaine, possession of a firearm as a convicted felon, plus probation and parole hold. A passenger was released without charges. Kenosha Beef International recalling some 4,000 pounds of beef patty products shipped to retail locations in 6 eastern states due to misbranding and undeclared allergen in the form of cheddar cheese, plus undeclared bacon. The bacon cheddar beef patty products produced June the 14th this year, with EST425B printed next to the sell by date on the retail carton, also inside the USDA mark of inspection. Kenosha Beef getting 2 consumer complaints about the bacon cheddar beef patties not being labeled properly, but no reports of any adverse reactions. Pritchard Park, like many other facilities that has grass and water, also has a problem with Canadian geese, one that Racine County officials want to try to solve before they build the new S.C. Johnson Community Aquatic Center. At the county's Public Works, Parks, and Facilities Committee meeting, the county's Public Works and Development Services Director, Julie Anderson, said she was approached by the Root Pike Wind people with a plan to seek a grant from the Fund for Lake Michigan to try to reshape the shoreline of the two ponds at Pritchard Park in an effort to discourage the geese there.
Restructure the perimeters of these pond areas with some special vegetation that grows tall, because geese do not like tall vegetation. They will not walk through that. And so some of those types of, that's just one example of what the Rip Pike Wind would be thinking about doing at these two water areas.
Anderson saying it's feared that the geese will land inside the fence for the new aquatic facility if they can't be controlled in the area. A $12,000 budget transfer okayed by the Racine County Board this week to fund a part-time assistant for the Veterans Service Office. Supervisor Q.A. Shakur saying the move is being made now because of the number of Vietnam-era veterans we're going to become eligible for services. He says that is expected to spike.
This will nearly double by 2020. From 2020 to 2038, the number is projected to quadruple with the aging Gulf War veterans.
The added position in the office will be part-time the rest of this year. It could be designated full-time in next year's budget. Modine Manufacturing Company of Racine announcing yesterday it has terminated the public offering of common stock shares that had been announced for sale on Wednesday. Termination resulting from what a company news release says was an assessment by management that current equity market conditions are not conducive for an offering on terms that would be in the best interest of shareholders. The company's chief financial officer, Mick Lucarelli, went a step further, said the face-off currently ongoing between President Trump and North Korea led Modine to call off the stock offering. It's the final piece of the financing puzzle that fell into place this week after 5 years of work. A project to convert the former KYF building in downtown Kenosha into apartments is expected to get underway this fall. The residences at Library Park Apartments. Second District Alderman John Fox, in discussion about an $800,000 loan through the city's home program, continued to urge rejection of the project, citing a number of concerns, which include most of the apartments being set aside for low-income residents. David Nankin represents the developer, said that with the approval of the loan, work should start in September or October and finish up next fall.
We appeared before the Plan Commission, and I think collectively we came up with some changes that make the project even better, including some additional green space, which was at the request of the alderman of the 2nd District. We've spent the last couple of months finalizing our financing, and everything is set to go.
That project expected to cost between $9 and $10 million. A new business looking to come to Kenosha in line to receive a $2.4 million incentive payment from the city. The Plan Commission recommending approval to the City Council for review. Name of the new business has not been named at this point. It would build on land next to Gordon Foods off the interstate and Highway N. Kenosha restaurateur Paul Campagna's LLC is operating a couple of businesses already, and now he's looking at a vacant downtown building at 614 56th Street, just west of Chase Bank, to create a boutique hotel with dining and banquet space. His proposal getting unanimous support as well from the Kenosha Plan Commission. Pershing Park in Racine on June the 14th through the 17th of next year going to be rocking. It'll be hosting an event called Rock the Lake, for which organizer Ray Steibeck told the Park and Rec Board it's kind of a return to Harborfest minus the financial troubles and a few other things. He envisions a carnival on the south end of Pershing Park, vendors north of that, and the music venue plus beer and wine garden within the fenced-in soccer field for control purposes.
I've kind of gotten some mixed feedback from people that I know that want to help with this event. Well, how come they can't have, you know, then they're not, you're saying you don't want them to have beer over by the carnival rides and that. And I really don't. Even though I probably would be one of those parents that would have a beer with my kids, you know, while they're on the rides and that, I actually kind of want to get away from that. If the parents are coming to do the carnival rides and stuff for their kids, I really don't want them drinking. So I want them there enjoying their kids, and I don't want to see beer and stuff over there. So with the fencing area, I think it's kind of ideal.
As for the music, Steinbeck says it won't be extreme, but local blues, jazz, mild hip-hop, that is, rock and roll, also what he calls something to pretty much appease everybody, also indicating he's working on getting the UW marching band, maybe some other marching bands as well. Park and Rec Board's unanimous support for Rock the Lake again next June, with several thank yous going to Steinbeck for his efforts. WRJN.com, that is our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in podcast form. Check them out throughout the day. Also, at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.